Oh, I suppose we should check our levels.
Yes, yes, we should.
What's your level at? Because talk, talk, talk.
Talk, 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 talk. Loud.
You're loud. Loud.
Actually, we're not bad.
No, you're not bad. I think I turned up. Why are you quiet now? Why am I quiet now? What's going on? Oh, it's because I went loud. I went really loud. Loud, loud, loud. That's better.
Check, better? Check, 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 check.
Better, 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 better.
Good.
Okay. Blah. Yar. Yar. Okay. Rar. Yep. It's the beast.
I mean, the law of country.
Eagle soar like she's never soared before. From rocky coast to golden shore, let the mighty eagle soar, soar with healing in her wings, as the land beneath her sings. Only God, no other kings. Let the mighty this country's far too young to die. She's still got a lot of only God, no other kings. Let the mighty eagle soar. Let me, though she's cried a bit for what we've put her through, she soared above
the law of country.
American media is a business, and it has a mission, not to inform Americans, but to entertain them.
You know, there's happy news for happy people with happy problems.
And the business leaders said that they had to renew with vigor what they called the everlasting battle for the minds of men, and indoctrinate citizens with a capitalist story.
Global corporations feeding us the news as they see fit.
Truth is subversive. It's anti-American.
Americans have computers in school, dozens of TV stations, and the most aggressive news media on Earth. Does that mean they're better informed? Hardly.
And now, for Newsreel, here's Sean Kennedy.
And it is a good day. This is Sean Kennedy reporting to you from the Internet for Monday, June 19th, 2010. 2006. This would be Newsreel, and this is the LUSFA.
LUSFA.
The LUSFA. This is the last show for a while. I didn't know what else to call it, because we can't really call it the season end or whatever, but we'll get to that in a minute. Yeah. We didn't know what else really to call it, so it's going to be called the last show for a while, which we're recording, like, ridiculously early.
Really early.
Yeah, like, so we recorded this a week Monday. So this show you're listening to now is actually a week old.
That's right.
Yeah, so we're using
old
our tempo graphics to shift time and space. So,
we're
you
amazing.
Know, that's why, you know, it's a lot of us, not so much news.
Yeah.
Some feedback, you know, because we wanted to talk about a few things, and I'm eating coffee beans. So,
crying.
You know, well, what the hell do you want? But this, for what it's worth, is the LUSFA edition of Newsreel, the Wall Global Sit Rep. For core political tyranny, technology, and trends, for your headspace and timing, Rand Media is taking a stand for free speech today. And just by listening to this program, you are as well. And you can read all the news stories along with me by going to my live journal. And you can get to my live journal by going to Sean_Kennedy.livejournal.com. This would be a free media podcast that can be heard on Rant Radio, Wild Bunch Radio, WMI Media Network, KJI Radio, Osprey Radio.info, Extreme Radio Tampa, SRN1, and 99 Nuke FM. And you yourself are free to distribute this program any way you see fit. You can download it, put it on your MP3 player, burn it to disk, give it to people, and we encourage you to do that. And if this is the first episode of Newsreel you've listened to, there's a whole Jimmy Whack. And
start from number one.
Oh, yeah. There's a bunch of these. So if you like this one, oh, baby, do we got more free media for you? We've got how many do we have?
Hundreds of them.
Hundreds of shows.
Not of just this one, but of other ones.
Yeah, as
that
well.
That are exactly the same, but named differently.
It'd be interesting to find out how many hours it would take to go through everything we've ever done.
A lot. Some guy said it took him a year and a half. you know, off and on. You had to
eat, but how many hours straight up?
We did that. We asked that before.
Yeah, I don't think we ever got an answer. I don't think we ever got an answer on that one. But it'd be interesting to find out.
So why is it the last show for a while?
Well,
fill the listeners in.
Well, I'll tell
you. Or should we?
I got to tell you, it's the last show for the while because I have the flying shits. No, it's true. I've got the shits. I went to the Flying Wedge Pizza. I did. You know that new pizza place? I went to the Flying Wedge Pizza.
Yes.
And they gave me a case of the flying shits. I'm sure that's what it is. That's the only thing I can think of.
In-N-Out Pizza.
It is. It's like, look out, the rectum rockets come in three sizes, small, medium, and large. Yep. You know? 20 minutes or it's free. It was horrible, man. I'm here to tell you. Oh, it's just bad.
The way you're coming in and the way you're going out.
I got the smoked salmon one.
You know, smoked salmon pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, well, that's
quite a
variety.
I mean, they do make good pizza. It tastes good coming in. Feels good coming out. You know, it's just a little urgent, but
Thank God for pause.
I don't know. Yeah, thank God for the pause button. That's all I got to say about that. But no, honestly, the reason why this is the Lust Faw edition of the show is because, as people know, anyone who's been following along with my blog, I've been slowly slipping further and further into the realms of madness.
Yes.
As I consume more and more beef and mad cow slowly takes over my brain.
That's right. The Dark One and I have committed Sean to an insane asylum.
That's right. The prions have done far too much damage, and now I am on my way into the Lord Thornton University Sanitarium, or the Lord Tweedsmuir Sanitarium, as the case may
be. That's
right.
Yeah.
What it is that the Army is calling me up.
The Army wants you, Sean.
Yeah, Sean, you got a pulse. you're not too old. Get in here. Come on, you.
You're still useful.
Yeah, I'm going on my QL3 course, which is going to which is kind of funny because it's kind of a combination of my previous stuff, because I was a combat arms guy, and now I did a lot of media, radio broadcasting, that kind of stuff. So I'm going to be turning into a signalman. This is the whole concept.
Like Morse code, flags, off on light kind of thing.
More, yes. Read. beep, 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 beep,
smoke
beep, beep,
signals.
Yeah, it takes me a long time to do the show.
Splashing in the water.
Yeah, you know, slapping stuff.
Slapping tails in the water.
Ding, ding, ding. Yeah, beavers. Yeah, we still employ beavers in the Canadian Forces. No, but it's that's part of the affirmative action equal thing.
That's right. Ooh, equal for beavers.
Yeah, we're I'm talking about the animal, not the colloquial term for women.
That's right. we swear.
Right. Honestly. No, that's the truth. I'm doing that. And the funny thing is, more stuff is happening. Next weekend, I'm being bumped to do some stuff with the Army.
Right.
And then I'm gone. As of the 26th, my course starts. And then I'm going to be gone until probably the late August sometime.
Right.
And then it could be as early as September. Like, I get back from course.
Okay.
See my wife, who I haven't seen in 2 months.
Right.
Okay. For like a week or two.
Conjugal visit.
You know, hey, remember me? You know,
the dog attacks you.
I love you.
Who are
you? Yeah, La Mange. Yeah, that'll be it for me. And then I will probably wind up leaving again because they're probably going to put me on workup training for Afghanistan right away.
Well, yeah, why train you if they're not going to deploy you?
Deploy my sorry butt. So, yeah, and once that happens, I will be going kind of in the box. Which, incidentally, for those people out there who know Ronan Sariot.
Yes. Your one friend.
My one friend. Well, if you had a fucking live journal,
I don't want a live journal.
But the guy I've linked to on my live journal, he's going to be on the CBC. I didn't know. Yeah, I think the National or one of the CBC guys.
Like video or
audio? Like interviewed him, and they're doing a big thing on reservists, and he's the guy who they're interviewing, which is like fucking cool.
It's very cool.
Yeah, so he's going to be doing that. So everybody who's in Canada who wants to check that, I'd be like, oh, fuck yeah, man. That's one of the rank guys. He's all reserving it up. Which I kind of came to the realization that doing this, it might somehow seem that I'm somehow promoting the Canadian Forces to people.
I don't know.
Like, it could be like I'm sort of like a recruitment.
Most of our listeners are not in Canada, so therefore.
Well, I guess they're not.
No, they're mostly in the States.
I do say that they're, I do mention to join the Army. Can you be charged with recruiting? Like, would that mean I'm in recruiting even though I'm in another country's Army?
If you just say generally Army, then I guess.
The military. I suppose, maybe. That's an argument for another time. But anyway. Yeah. Anyway, regardless, so that's what I'm doing. And then I'm off to go play in the sandbox somewhere.
makes it difficult to, you know, do a regular weekly show.
It does. Yes. It does. And I do, however, want to say that I do want to be able to do updates. And if I do get a chance, I'm probably going to get some type of small media recording device.
Yeah. We'll sort that shit out.
Yeah, so that if anything happens or I do end up getting into cool shit.
You get to take the laptop or no?
Yes, maybe. I'm up in the air whether or not I'm going to take the laptop. I
might get damaged and stuff.
Yeah, on this course, no. But like when I'm going somewhere
into the sand, it's going to get damaged. It's not a hardened laptop.
Well, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to be like. You could Sarah took his right.
Oh.
So yeah, so it's not like you have to carry it with you. You do have a place you keep your shit,
okay.
Which is under armed guard and stuff. So you're okay.
Cool.
But yeah, I'm more into bringing stuff with me that I could instead of just. Yeah, I'm posting. Yeah, I'm over here. Yet another guy in the sandbox filling out a weblog. I'm not interested in that. What I want to do is I want to go out there, and if I do anything, I want to provide the Sean Kennedy-style perspective of me doing my stuff. So rather than me coming back and telling stories of crazy shit I've done, I'd like to go out and actually film some stuff, provided it doesn't violate operational security or fuck me up in any way or whatever. This is all just an idea.
Yeah.
You know, even if I was to record audio, because I do good audio work, at the very base level, if I was out somewhere, instead of writing letters, I could write letters to Dear Server or what have you. You know,
that's right.
And the great thing about having you back here is I can bring it back to you. You can punt it if I got any photos. You know, I mean,
that's so right. Put it online somewhere.
Yeah, it's a great way to work stuff. And I know there's a lot of folks. I'm not. I should mention that the regiment I'm deploying with is not the regiment that is in Vancouver. Okay, that is not the unit that I'm involved with. Okay, there's a lot of people asking about what unit you're in and things like that. The unit I'm deploying with is not really local here. It's because I'm coming off the sub-reserve list. And I don't really want to get into that because this is kind of like, you know, part of my career. I don't want things to fuck with my
separation
life.
Of church and state here.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't really, you know, it's cool that people dig what I do. And I would ask you straight up, like no bullshit, as from Sean Kennedy to you, person listening to this and being entertained by Sean Kennedy, if you dig me, even if you don't dig me, whatever, okay, kindly just, you know, respect the fact that I want to keep, you know, Rant Media and the military separate. This is like your straight job. You know, you wouldn't want me coming to your work and, you know, doing stuff, so don't come to mine and fuck with me, if you please. You know, it's just a thought. Just a thought. And to be honest with you, I don't know of any many ways that people could. But people are smarter than I am, so
they'll find a way.
You know, if you think I'm a dick, great, think I'm a dick, but don't try to fuck with me, okay? That's all. That's my only hope. But now that said, I have enough faith that I would actually say that and believe that, you know, hey, maybe it's not necessarily people be paranoid all the time.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Maybe, you know, some people may respect this or may not respect that, but it's a funny way to go. So depending on where I wind up, I got a funny feeling that I'm going to wind up in Africa.
Really?
Yeah, I've had a funny feeling about it. Well, this Darfur thing is a real fuckery. You know, like there's like 200,000 dead, 400,000 displaced down in the Darfur region.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the Congo's fucked. I mean, can anybody actually in living memory tell me a time when Africa wasn't fucked? Do you remember a time ever when Africa wasn't fucked, when there wasn't people starving to death in Ethiopia?
I can't remember.
Like, it's been fucked forever.
Has it ever been a wonderful, magical place to go visit?
Yeah, I guess when it was the cradle of civilization.
Maybe, yeah.
Some people, I heard an interesting theory about that. I heard somebody tell me one time that they thought that the world is so sick, and since Africa is like the heart of civilization,
yeah,
that's like the reflection of the state of the world.
Oh, okay.
So if you were to actually clean
concentration
up Africa,
of sickness,
it would like, yeah, like if you looked at the world as like a global organism, you would do that. And to be honest with you, I think honestly that doing newsreel for a year, 5 days a week, probably no, seriously, that's probably turned me on to get back into the army because it's just so much negativity and I can't take it. I gotta sort
that shit out.
You gotta do something.
Go Walter.
You gotta do something. Yeah, Walter was the shit. You know, I've given into my Walter Slopjack, you know, tendencies. You know, I've given in. You know, fuck it. People are like, oh, that's so you, Sean, you know, whatever. You know.
Embrace.
But if that's me, you gotta be that nihilist guy with the EBM band.
Oh yeah.
Totally.
I believe in nothing.
I believe in nothing. Nothing, nothing. We got to get a Photoshop going on of like those two guys standing there. But
put me in there.
The thing
yeah.
is that Walter and that guy tried to kill each other. So they're kind of like polar opposites, like of the archetype model.
Yes.
Well, then again, I think Walter would probably try to kill everybody except for, you know, Steve Buscemi's character who died.
Yeah.
You know, and the other characters who nobody really gives too much of a crap about. I mean, there's the dude. We're all making huge Big Lebowski references here. If you haven't seen the movie Big Lebowski, then
it's kind of cool.
You're not going to get it. But, you want to check out the film The Big Lebowski. And I think Walter, you know, for all of his fatness, that's the other thing.
Jesus, gets the job done.
Fat tactical guys. I'm gonna get
it's
on
the trend,
dude.
Eh?
I'm like, I'm pass me up my copy of Soldier of Fortune. I buy Soldier of Fortune. I do. I buy Soldier of Fortune and SWAT magazine. I do. God love them. And inside Soldier of Fortune, you'll like, as I thumb through this, you know, I'm like looking at fat guys carrying tactical gear, and it makes me insane. Like, you look at these SHOT Show pictures, and there's a bunch of tubby motherfuckers.
Oh.
You know, oh, I've got my M16 in my donut. You know, and they're like, we'll teach you how to shoot people because we're fat. And somehow, I don't know how this happened, but fat somehow equals big or something. Maybe this is like
these
part of
people should be fit.
Yeah. Oh, right? Well, like these guys here, the pictures of the dudes actually on the ground, like these dudes in Africa here.
These guys
are all skinny, okay? But like these guys who are actually deployed, he's kind of chunking a little bit, some chunky action on the go. But generally, they're pretty fit. But the minute you get
people on the home front,
the people on the civvy side who are making all this fucking money, see, they don't even have like this guy.
There you go,
fat guy. You know, you can tell who's currently
T-shirt
enlisted
bulge.
And who's not. He's got, you know, the Budweiser tumor on the go, and it's like it makes me nuts. And you pick up these magazines like, yeah, we're state of the art. We'll teach you how to kill and all this kind of stuff. How the hell can you teach me how to do that?
If you can catch me.
If you can't even, you know, run five city blocks. You know, I'm sorry. It's like when you walk into a martial arts dojo and the guy running the show is tubby, I don't buy it. Unless his name is Sammo Hung or it's a sumo school, I'm really not too interested in what the hell is going on. You know? I mean, come on. In our culture, there's a complete lack of standards. You know, there really is.
That's right. Where's the bar? Tell us, Sean.
No, there's no standards. I'm not going to tell you where the fucking bar is. It's different for everybody.
Yeah.
But there is no bar. Shit, nobody even
it's
fails.
It's gone.
There's no bar.
Everyone's equal.
What
Everyone
standard?
Is good.
Everything is a permissible. Pedophiles, NAMPLA, no problem. Fuck yeah, that's allowed.
Everybody gets a blue ribbon.
They're just different. You know,
that's
and
right.
And their values aren't your values, Sean. And who are you?
Respect other people's belief
system,
and value
bet.
Structure,
oh,
and morals.
Yeah, it's Scientology is not a dangerous cult. That's just
who
a
are you to oppress them?
Yeah, exactly. You know, who am I to make any kind of a moral judgment whatsoever?
Are you a philosopher?
Am I? And even
have
so,
you been to school for 10 years for philosophy?
And what's worse is, who am I to enforce my opinion upon other people? I mean, I have my right to my opinion, but in Canada, if I say it, I'm guilty of hate speech.
That's right.
You know, because we got the big hate crimes, you know.
Mind
you, that's kind of a double-edged sword because, you know, I hear some of the shit coming out of the States from, like, these right-wing, like, white supremacist sites, and I'm like, wow, that's just shit. Like, you people, and the really disturbing stuff isn't the shit that's like, you know, oh, all black people are, you know, none of that. It's the stuff that's kind of friendly.
It's stuff's like, inviting.
Hey there, how's it going, white guy? How do you feel about your neighborhood slowly becoming non-white? And you like, listen to this stuff.
We want to clean up your neighborhood from the crime.
We're not saying that we want to kill all black people. We're just saying that white people should be run by white people, and black people should be run by black people. And after a while, if you're kind of like, if you've drank enough, and you're that stupid, and you've hit your head a few times, eventually you start going, well, that kind of, you know, sort of makes sense. You know?
Everybody will be like,
and before
you know,
you're kind of like getting in tune with this, and you're wearing a brown shirt, and you're wondering where the armband came from, and that's what it is. And at some point,
start go to their potluck dinners.
Yeah, you know, it's only a couple. There's a regular pogrom festival. I don't know. I thought it was fun. You know, whatever. So, I, you know, you look at that, and some people go, well, they have their right. No. You go sell that shit to a World War II vet. Okay? You go sell that shit to him. He's not going to buy that. Now, granted, well, it's all corporations, Sean. It's corporations using, you know, the media as propaganda to program people. Abso-fucking-lutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's all kinds of people who made big money off of the Holocaust, even in the Second World War.
Oh, yeah.
Huge money. IBM, tracking them Jews as they were being killed.
Yeah.
You know, Bayer, same people that brought you aspirin. You know, it makes the pain stop.
Yeah.
Almost as good as the BZ compound we made. Or, pardon me, Zyklon B. You know, and it goes on and on and on and on from people who profited from the Nazis in the Second World War. But the thing is that it through education and through, you know, being responsible for what you put into your own head, you know, you can make an accurate, you know, logical decision about how you progress in your own life. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm here to tell you, yeah, the Army may not be for everybody. A lot of people might look at what I'm doing and be like, Sean, you're a fucking, you totally, you're such a fucking loser. When you look at the shit you used to say compared to what you're saying now, you've 180'd it so hard.
You hypocrite.
You hypocritical fuck.
Listen to this thing that you said a billion years ago.
You said this a million years ago, and now, you know, you're doing this. Well, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Actions speak louder than words. So if you can, I mean, I don't want people to wind up getting themselves fucked by going to protests, by, like, hurting cops, by attacking people, by, you know, because that's Al-Qaeda's gig. Okay, that's what terrorist organizers get, these young kids who are impressionable, feed them a bunch of shit that reinforces their position so they belong to something, and then they go out and they get them to waste their lives. My biggest sin, reason why I'm not a really successful rich cult leader, is because I actually genuinely give a fuck about people.
If you didn't, it'd be easy.
Yeah, you know, my total, you know, amassment of cash is that little sad sack statement I make at the end of your show. If you like what I'm doing, please give me some money. Thanks.
Here's the hat.
Here's the hat.
Jingle,
I feel like a whore every time I say it. But, you know, you have to do that, right? So that's really my problem, is that I give a fuck about the listener, the viewer, you know. Yeah. And to be honest, I mean, we've been doing this for so long now. I don't even know what else. It's kind of habit now. I mean,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it's like, why are we doing this again? I don't know. I just kind of do it.
This is
whatever.
I've always done, you know, whatever. So, like, cut the bone off the ham and put it in the pot. You know, same sort of idea. But every once in a while, I get a bit of feedback about shit like this, and I got a good piece of feedback here, which is the
excellent.
So I'm gonna get into this one here. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Sean.
Don't underestimate the general effect. That's what this is called.
General effect.
This is some feedback, mostly on how your show was the single thing I needed to sort myself out. Some news at the end, which is at the end of the email, which I'm not gonna get into.
Okay.
See, now this English is not this guy's first language. Either that, or, well,
he's better at English than I am at whatever language it is.
Yeah, that's, I think he's Belgian. But anyway, see, that's what helped me a lot. About a year ago, I was in a terrible mess, always being empathic towards empathic or pathetic. Always
empathetic. Empathetic. I spelled it wrong.
World, it was pretty much a case of, oh, the world is shit, I can't do anything syndrome. So I spent most of my time messing my life up. Ironically, that seems to be pretty common. Anyway, the shrink tells me stuff like, yeah, you're depressed, you think / read / care too much, here's some drugs, they'll make you better, the fucking Zyprexa pills. He then continued, as we discussed personal future, that I'll probably never hold down a full-time job, my college future, which was going down the drain, was not for me, I probably do best in my time, some community classes or whatnot. I'm reading this verbatim, this is how he's written this.
Right.
At the time, I was very very susceptible, as I were. I tried drugs, thinking that, what the hell, this guy's a shrink, isn't he? Many weeks went on, I started feeling numbness. It was in everything, everywhere. I didn't care shit about myself or anything. My thinking was heavily affected, since I now hardly managed to read a book.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, they medicated the fuck out of me. Sure, I didn't feel so bad about my life. It was shit, because now I had motivation I had no motivation to do anything. Only getting tougher with chicks equally or worse messing up as me. God knows that didn't help. We just helped enforcing ourselves to stay in that limbo of life, which is true. I mean, this is exactly what pot does to people. People smoke
just
weed.
Numbs them out.
Numbs them out. Your life, everything goes on pause, and there is no progress made. And no progress, well, that means you start to die. Then I started listening / watching your shows. It all came back to me, the long-lost rage, not sadness, about the state of everything, and realized what state I was in. I decided to get myself off the drugs, told the shrink he was mostly okay with it. Then a bit later, I ditched the shrink. I went into an all-out, fuck this, I can do more with my life thing. Got a job at night with good pay, generally tossing heavy boxes around when my working morale was soon greatly appreciated. Got myself a big two-room plus kitchen apartment. I lived in the student dorms before. Sorted my two-room plus studies out. Changed to doing them part-time, about 75% pace.
That must be his schooling.
Yes. Same pace as the work brings me to 150% activity rating or whatever it's called. ditched some friends that were bad for me, criminals and general idiots. Restarted my long-lost martial arts training. Have 8 years in the bag by now. Started some light meditation. Killed the TV addiction. I'm sure I still have one, but unfortunately, it also ended my internet connection since I have a bad tendency to get stuck in front of that box, surfing instead of studying, working, cleaning, whatnot. Which is, you know, you got to be careful. You don't want to become too obsessive. But
that's,
you know,
right. Yeah.
It's okay to have.
Know your limits.
Yeah. As well, here I am back in the saddle. 25 years of age. A guy in Scandinavia.
There we go.
Currently doing good work for good money where I'm appreciated studying philosophy and media at college. Reading and training a lot. Lending a hand when I feel up to it. Some at a monthly synth goth EBM club in a town. Generally helping other people out. Well, make sure you play some Born on Beta in there. Porn on Beta. Because so, you're big in Scandinavia.
Oh, huge.
Porn on Beta. That's your new album name, man. Porn on Beta. We're big in Scandinavia.
It rhymes.
It does, actually. That's not bad. Big in Scandinavia. Huge Scandinavia. Or actually, you got to find out what big in Scandinavia would be in Scandinavian.
There you go.
And then
put it
at
the bottom.
Yeah. Finding out that my newfound motivation tied well together with my ability to communicate and listen to it with other people. Thanks a lot for being who you are, since a good example, it's sometimes all that's needed, not specific counsel. And that was from Des from Scandinavia.
Wow.
You know, which, I mean, this is a letter to me, but really, it's also a letter to you, Sam, because without you, buddy in Scandinavia sure as fuck wouldn't be able to get at my stuff.
True.
You know, it's a lot of my art.
It's a group effort.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I pretty much have this brush waving in the air, and you put the canvas in the frame in the air. You know,
it's like this elephant with the trunk has a paintbrush.
Yeah, you know, the peanuts. Elephant kind of painted it technically. Yeah, here's some peanuts, you stupid fucking pachyderm. Yeah, you're so dumb it hurts. Yeah, but I mean, that's cool. That's why we do this.
That's right.
You know, it's...
There's the motivation. That's why we do it.
You know, I don't know if I'm ever going to get anything from it. I mean, some people said... somebody told me, a good friend of mine said that I was going to be immortal. Don't worry, Sean, you'll be immortal. And I'm thinking...
Immortal. That's a long time.
Immortal is a long time. It's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. Sorry. Prince took over my soul. Yeah, you know, it's an interesting idea. I don't really care. Well, I mean, being immortal, I'm not interested in being immortal unless I'm actually...
Very few people that are making it, like Jesus, getting there.
H.P. Lovecraft. Lovecraft is immortal. I mean,
For now.
Everyone's going to know Lovecraft. Yeah,
that's right.
So, Ranger just started barking and growling for no good reason. Did you close the gate?
Your wife did.
My wife did?
Yes.
Okay. On to some more feedback. This one's from Newfoundland, so we'll do it in voice.
You
got to
translate, and it's an original tongue.
Dear SKTFM, because there's no T's in Newfoundland.
Nah.
Because there are no more copies of the book available at Bloodstained Rabbit, I very much enjoyed the book. I've gone ahead and made a torrent of this audio CD to come with the book, and I'm spreading it across the server as you read this. Sure, you're all not about the free distribution media. I am certain that this is not an issue with you. If you want, though, you just contact me, and you can announce on the show where everyone can find that. The location is at thepiratebay.org. And to find it, the user needs to click the audio checkbox under text input for Zip Search. Type in Sean Kennedy to Bloodstained Rabbit, where there's one. I ripped the original 256 MP3s and 128 kbits. Save some space as well. It's all talk, and it doesn't really make much difference to quality. Bye. If this isn't cool with you, I'll remove it immediately, and then I'll wind up, you know, getting drunk. Cheers to you from outside of the country, St. John's, Newfoundland. Your easternmost listener, my Zano. Thank you very much, my Zano. My dad's a Newf, actually, it's funny enough. And the Army is kind of known as the Newfie Mafia. Without all the bullshit and the slurring there, there's an audio copy of the Bloodstained Rabbit. If you'd like to listen to it.
Which was included with each book that was sold.
Yes, and I know of one angel who should probably like to download that right away.
Yes.
You can find it at thepiratebay.org, and you need to click on the audio checkbox, and under the text input for the search, type in Sean Kennedy or the Bloodstained Rabbit.
That's right, because you just got to narrow down just the audio for Sean Kennedy, not all the video.
Yeah, otherwise,
I don't know how much is... I'm sure you'll be just fine typing in Sean Kennedy.
Yeah, so you're probably fine.
Or Bloodstained Rabbit.
Yeah. That's from Myzano, who, you know, did a good thing by doing that. Thank you very
much.
That's
right.
Myzano.
Spread the good stuff.
Got to spread the virus. Sort yourself out. Salutations to Sean and Sim.
Salutations.
Greetings and salutations. Recently, I began work at a corporate fruit packing plant.
Corporate.
Corporate fruit packing.
What's a non-corporate fruit packing plant?
Well, I'm thinking they're corporate fruit.
Oh, yeah.
So they're not like regular fruit. They're corporate fruit.
Corporate fruit.
Anyway, I recently began work at a corporate fruit packing plant in an effort to make money to free myself of consumer debt. and get away from mass consumerism altogether. Unfortunately, at my new job, I have been forbidden from carrying weapons.
Uh-oh.
The definition of weapons is so broad that I'm not even allowed to carry my Beltline kit. Could you possibly offer any advice for convincing me, convincing my fine supervisor that a multi-tool and a lighter should be allowed for carry? My job would be vastly easier if I could only have my tools. Thank you for all of your media that Rand has produced over the years. It's been nice to know that I'm not the only one who isn't part of the same. Proto. Well, Proto, first of all, you are the weapon. I would say that you should explain to him that, dude, it's a lighter. No, you can't carry that. That's totally wrong.
Or the multi-tool, which is like, screwdrivers.
It's like a Swiss Army knife,
Very helpful.
No!
Carried for decades.
Okay, well, what you want to do then is, obviously, you want to, because they know you're going to be packing. So you have to do, like, 2 weeks with, like, your T-shirt tucked in, and you see that there's nothing on your belt. Then they'll relax.
They'll forget about it.
They'll forget about it.
Yeah. You know,
they kind of get lazy with their vigilance. They'll move on to an easier target. You see. But then I give you option number one. I mean, you've already said, dude, I use this at work, and they're not buying it. Okay, they're crazy. So option number one, the long shirt.
That's right.
The Hawaiian shirt that hangs over the belt. So you got your belt line kit. You've got the shirt hanging over top.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Very easy, very fashionable. You're able to work with it, no problems, at the fruit backing plant.
Yeah, as long as it doesn't interfere with your jobs, like flowing and catching in the machinery.
Oh, God.
My arm.
Oh, God. I got pulled into the fruit packer. Next thing you know, I'm inside a crate of oranges headed for Okinawa. Not so good.
No.
Number two option is the Walter Slopcheck Vest. Or Slopcheck? Walter Slopcheck. No, it's not Slopcheck. It's Slopcheck. Walter.
I don't know. Walter.
Again, Big Lebowski reference. You know, the vest.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the older fat gun guys wear a vest. The infamous and ever so touted Royal Robins, which I'm wearing a pair right now, no shit. Make a vest, which is like a quasi fishing vestie kind of thing.
Wouldn't that be a giveaway? This vest
with
a bunch of pockets.
No, it's not like that. Yeah,
okay.
They're not like a fishing vest, but I mean anybody's probably gonna notice it. wearing some kind of tactical vest.
Lumps in the pockets.
Royal Robins makes one. I really like the one that's made by Cry Precision.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for anyone who gives a shit. Yeah, it looks really cool.
Nice.
And it comes in khaki. You know, but a khaki vest is generally like, hi there. you're one step away from wearing the amber lens shooting glasses all the time. You're getting kind of dangerous. But those would be my options. The untucked long shirt and the Walter subject vest.
Go subversive.
Shober Shamas. Okay, so into the news here. And that would be my only suggestion. Just leave it in your car.
Nearby.
Yeah, have a bag that you take with you to and from.
That's right.
I mean, I don't know. It all depends on weapons.
You don't want to get fired. You don't want to get fired, right?
Are we talking about a knife here, or are we talking about
flashlights?
You know, a Noriko M14.
I must have it at work.
You know, I
the
know.
Fruit.
No, last week when I had Mort on the show, I got this letter. People bitching me out for calling my M14 an M14.
Oh. Why?
Well, because technically it's an M305. An M14 is a military designation. It was the gun Nazis got a hold of me.
Okay, and they shook you about.
Well, apparently, because that box there says Norinco M14S, and
right.
I don't understand why they, my purchase order says an M14.
The box says M14.
The box says M14.
But you're not allowed to say M14.
The gun guys are kind of twitching.
No.
No, it's not M14, you fucking liar.
It's mislabeled.
Oh, it was brutal. You got to hear the show.
Really?
Which, incidentally, since we're on that topic, what the fuck happened to last week's show?
What happened?
What happened to the show, Spock?
I was at a wedding in Penticton.
And?
Weddings are painful. I hate them.
Oh, that's okay.
It's the most hated thing in my life that I have to do.
What, weddings?
Yes.
Was it a religious wedding?
Them. Luckily, no.
Oh, okay.
So it's a little bit less painful than other weddings I've been to.
I thought of you the other night. I went and watched The Omen. And there's this kid going into the church, and it's like, and he's like tearing at his mom's face and shit. And I'm
That's what I do.
That's Sim.
I do when I go into churches.
You're about the same size.
Yeah.
For weight, you know.
For weight. No, pound for pound.
Yeah. Six-pound kid. Six-year-old kid kicking ass. It's kind of a scary movie. Shot very retro. Very interesting how they shot that.
This is the new one.
The new one, yeah. They shot it retro. They kept the 70s look of the film. Like, and I mean, the film, cool. Like the actual mechanics of the film. Like, when you look at it, it's got that weird kind of soft focus.
Okay.
The way it's framed.
Yeah.
Some of the scenes were almost like same screenplay.
Really?
It was very, very interesting. The way they did their dream sequence.
Yeah.
As a horror film, because, you know, as some people know, Sim and I like the idea of doing a horror film, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
It pisses me off, though. You know, it gave me ideas because, you know, they always got... You know, the devil, right? You know, all these old
movies.
That's
the big evil guy.
The big evil guy is the devil, right? Oh, it's the devil. Well, fair ball, you know. But if we're going to do that, that means that since there's a devil.
Ergo.
Ergo, unless it's a one-sided coin here, we got
brings,
God.
Brings in a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, so the devil's real. Oh, all right then. So that therefore means that there are some badass motherfucking angels cruising around.
They're badass.
And they are like Christopher Walken badass. They're like, you know, kind of prophecy sort of badass going on there.
Yeah.
And that's...
A la Constantine.
Yeah, a la Constantine. Like, very
there's
much...
badass angels
that, there. There's some badass angels in that movie. You know what I mean? Even Constantine was pretty badass himself.
Yeah.
I liked his version of hell. Shades of Scadwings
Abaddon. Fucked up L.A.
Well, no, Shades of Scadwings Abaddon there.
Yeah.
Very much.
Which I haven't read yet because it's still on computer. I have to get it in book.
Yes.
Can't stand reading stuff.
I mean, it's Shades. It's not I ripped. I've never read any of his stuff.
Okay.
But when you look at how they do it, because it kind of overlaps the real world sort of mirroring.
Okay.
You think only it's instead of like...
It's like half in the real world, not quite really
well,
there.
It's echoes. It's like everything's burning all around all the time. There's twisted cars on the freeway. Some awesome visuals in that movie.
Oh,
I haven't seen Constantine. I mean, that's a good movie to watch. But anyway.
It's fun.
I mean, you know, one of the things that... I don't know if I should bring this up because I might be giving away... Well, no, I'll put it on the show. And anyone copies it. No, anybody copies it, I don't care. Whatever, I'm giving it credit right now. See, one thing, for example. For example, in the Bible, right, Jesus dies. Oh, oy vey. Right, kicks off. Okay, when that happens, all right, this big fucking curtain rips that's separating. There's a curtain that was built around the Ark of the Covenant, like the Ark, like the Lost Ark, that Ark, Raiders of the Lost Ark, that Ark. That Ark holding the Ten Commandments and all that shit. Okay, if you looked at that fucking Ark before then, you exploded. It was like, boom, power of God, you're done. Okay?
Right.
So what happened is when Jesus died, there was this big fucking God-proof curtain they put between the Ark and people in there worshiping the Ark so that the Ark wouldn't kill them.
Okay. Good idea.
Good idea. You know, it makes worshiping God easier if he doesn't kill you. So if, you know, and what happens is Jesus dies.
Yeah.
And this huge-ass multi-Kevlar Uber curtain tears. It makes it sound like thunder.
Was that the thunder thing? I'm like,
yeah, it goes... And the thing rips.
At the end of that great movie.
At the end of the
Jesus movie that was just out a couple years ago.
I didn't
Where he's on the cross. Yeah. Passion of the Christ.
Oh, I haven't watched it. I didn't watch it.
It's horrible. It's just...
It's a lot. I hear it's like the torture of the Jesus.
Whip. And I'm going, cool.
But that hot chick's in it, though. The one playing Mary Magdalene, she's fucking hot.
Bee stung lips.
She's
hot. Rest of her's good.
She's,
black hair.
Oh,
good body.
No, man.
It's the bee stung lips gets
hot.
Just doesn't
what
do
is
it
her
for
name?
Me.
It's Maria Giovanni or something like that?
Some
Italian name.
Yeah, she's very Italian. Yeah,
she's fucking hot. She was the chick in The Matrix. She was the Merovingian's chick.
Yeah, she does a lot of movies.
She's fucking hot. But anyway. Anyway. So super segue. So anyway, hot bitch. Jesus dies. Bam. Rip. Curtain.
Rip.
Boom. Right? That's one of the things that happened. A bunch of other shit happened too, which they talk about like one verse in the Bible. And nobody ever talks about that. They're just like, oh yeah, this curtain rips. Everybody, that gets a lot of play.
Yeah.
Lots of play.
Really?
Yeah. But there's
never
other
heard of that before.
Yeah, no, but that's because you're a hardcore fucking atheist.
And I just don't care.
And I'm like, spent the first half of my life being an occultist, right? But anyway, one other thing that happened is it said that a bunch of these Roman legionnaires that were in this graveyard came back to life and went into the nearest town. And it said they came back to life, went to this town. That's all it said.
That's it.
It's like, oh, yeah, this curtain ripped. Oh, and a bunch of dead came back to life and went into this town.
Really?
Yeah. Which kind of makes me...
You never hear about that.
I always thought that'd be the coolest idea, you know, to have these guys be like, Jesus dies, right? Assuming Son of God and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He dies, and instead of being like, well, the devil exists, he's got rule of the world, I'm not going to leave my children here without defense, so I'm going to bring these bad motherfucker Roman legionnaires back to life. They're immortal now, and all they do is cruise through the centuries killing demons. And you've got a platoon of guys who, like, adapt and train over thousands of years with new weapons and technology who hunt demons.
That's it.
That's your premise, right? And I'm like...
It's awesome.
Boom. Yeah, it's a wicked idea. You got biblical backing for it. Cool story. Boom. We're going to watch it on TV in the next 2 weeks. Somebody's going to download the show. It's going to go around. It's brilliant.
But you heard it here first.
Yeah, I remember.
You bastards.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was in the Bible. I could just claim I thought that up. Yeah, okay, whatever. Anyway, it wouldn't be the first time I've watched one of my ideas on TV. But anyhow. But seriously, I mean, you know, stuff like that. So, like, you know, and in this movie, you're just like, oh, you know, what is God? The biggest fucking putz ever? You know, he's like, oh, you know, lightning rods and signs killing people. And I'm like, yeah, okay.
Not impressive enough.
They did have some good dream sequences in that Omen movie, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, it gave me some nightmares. I had a nightmare last night.
Really? Yeah, it's got to be a good horror.
It's very
then.
Disturbing. Like the way they do the shocks and the cuts.
You want.
Yeah, they got it really good for that sort of, you know, dogs jumping on people and shit. Yeah,
it's not just jump out scary.
It is jump out scary. They do some stuff with some dream sequences that are a little bit more jump out scary than they probably should be.
Yeah.
But it's well done, and there's some fucking disturbing ass imagery in the film.
I like that better than the jump out stuff. Anybody can like, it's quiet, loud noise, and think jump on the screen.
Yeah, right. But, I mean, that's a tool.
Yep.
That's a tool. It has to be, you know, properly used. Yep. Keeping in that Omen theme, in Lost World news. Now, I reported on this story a while back. Ascarta sent me this one here. Sarajevo in Bosnia-Herzegovina, which is an area of the world that really doesn't need all the fucking help it can get because it is a shitstorm. A British archaeologist on Friday rejected claims that a hill in central Bosnia is a man-made structure and that many local residents insist is a pyramid.
Oh, right. This
they were saying
thing.
That this is a pyramid in Bosnia.
And people are starting to dig or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Professor Anthony Harding, who is the president of the European Association of Archaeologists, sounds like a pretty heavy hitter.
Yeah.
Visited Visoka, some fucking Serbo name.
V-Hill.
The hill, V-Hill, and said the formation was natural. Not any evidence at all has been found to support the claim the site would be an archaeological site. No pyramids are known in Europe. There's no reason for any civilization on the continent to ever attempt to build one. That's wrong.
Yeah? Yes. In Europe?
Yeah. If there's no pyramids in Europe, will someone please explain to me why there are, like, several Egyptian people buried in Ireland.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
That's kind of weird.
Yeah. There's one of the oldest temples in all of Ireland. I'm going to get fucking nailed on this. I know I am. I'm going to say Neferati, but I think I'm wrong on this one. There's, like, somebody's, like, some big fucking names.
Really?
Are buried
in Ireland?
Yes, in Ireland. Yeah.
Well, they died and got transported there?
No.
People lived there?
They insisted on being buried there. There's a whole, like, the Druids, people think the Druids are just these guys who worship trees. Oh, my God, they're crazy, and the church killed them. No, the Druids went back a long fucking ways, like a long, long, long-ass ways.
That's wow.
So there's a lot of, we're getting into, like, this ancient history shit where it's like the Christian church is, oh, yeah, 10,000 years ago. There's nothing that happened before then. Well, no, there was a whole civilizations, and we're starting to talk about concept of sunk continents and shit like that, that lends some credence,
right?
You know, and there's a lot of shit gets hidden in legend. So, I mean, you're only as smart as your data, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, this pyramid they found in Bosnia, well, maybe not. This is what this guy's saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, hey, that's
until you dig it up, I guess you don't know.
One guy's opinion, you know, and I got to tell you, I mean, I wouldn't be so upset if, you know, they were
cool
trying
if there
to,
was
I mean, it'd be nice that region needs some help.
A little bit of tourism.
Well, there's hot. You know why you go to Bosnia? I mean, fuck the pyramid.
Yeah.
There's some hot bitches.
In Bosnia. Bosnian chicks.
Those people treat their women like shit. Okay? I got buddies who are over there. The men treat women like scum over there. You go to like Split Croatia. Oh, dude. You go to Split Croatia. You like the brunettes?
So they all got dark hair there.
They kill the ugly women in Split Croatia.
They're just none left.
There are fucking hot, hot bitches over there. You know what I mean? Oh, dude.
Good vacation spot.
Oh, yeah. If you're, like, serious and you want to, you know, get, like, some Eastern kind of European woman.
Importing
who's
a bride.
Yeah, well, who's not all spoiled. You know, someone who'll do your laundry. Someone who can cook a little bit.
Old world.
You know, some of that old world good grandma look after you kind of thing going on there. Not that there's anything wrong with equal rights. Not that there's anything wrong with that. You know, maybe you might want somebody wash your socks once in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with
that. Hey, if I didn't have to work, I'd do that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Washing socks
instead
of working?
You betcha. Unfortunately, we live in a Western culture where, you know, there's a lot of money problems here and shit like that. But if you got money, you know, There's a lot of guys, like, it's really funny. Remember that guy got busted? This is actually not so funny, but this guy who got, okay. got grabbed in Iraq.
In a dark way, yes. Okay.
The guy who got grabbed in Iraq, he's this old dude. He got grabbed in Iraq. He's like fucking 50, some businessman.
Okay.
And they're like, and his wife is on TV begging for his release, and his wife is like this 22-year-old Filipino woman. She's like, please let my husband go. You know, and you're like,
everyone's biting their lip.
Well, it's like Art, you know, same with the Coast to the Coast guys. You know, yeah. Art Bell, wife died. God love her. You know, you had that thing on the go. They die.
Yep.
You know, I'm hoping that, you know, I'd like to outlive my wife because it'd be shitty.
You wouldn't want her to survive.
You know, because when I'm married for the long haul. So yeah. I'm in the game. But if my wife died after I, you know, smoked all the weed left in B.C. to handle the grief.
Yeah.
I would probably, you know, want to go get myself
Filipino woman.
A 20-year-old Filipino broad to do my laundry. You know, why not?
Hear that?
I'm going to get shot. Why not? It's the last show for a while.
Don't tell her, Ranger.
I mean, a lot of people are saying shit like, you know, oh, my God.
That's awful.
That's horrible.
Hey,
that's horrible
you know.
That you'd say that. I'm going to go out on a limb here, too. Uh-oh. I'm saying things that are kind of true.
Yeah.
Kind of true.
Dangerous stuff, the
Dangerous
truth.
Dangerous stuff that people don't want to hear. Ann Kutcher got on the air the other day.
Yes.
She wrote this, and she said that.
She's an outspoken woman, isn't she?
She's fucking something. She says that the women whose husbands died, the widows of 9/11, are sure enjoying their husbands' death. That's what she said.
Brave words.
Pretty heavy shit to say.
Yeah.
Now, this broad makes her living by
pissing. Maybe that I was out of context.
No, she's pissing people off, you know.
Gets publicity.
The best thing about Anne, other than the fact that, well, she really needs
rags on Canada.
Well, she rags on Canada. She rags on anything. She'll say anything to piss you off. She would say anything to piss you off. She's the queen of no such thing as bad press.
Yeah.
No such thing as bad press. But the thing
Ranger,
is, it's like,
Ranger hates
her too. if I'm like, say, a firefighter.
Yeah.
Okay. And my wife is a daycare worker.
Right.
And she's not a firefighter. She's not involved with my firefighting job or whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
And I die in some firefighting way.
Yeah.
That doesn't make her an authority on firefighting.
Not at all.
You see what I mean? And if these women and people.
By osmosis or something?
Yeah. If I go to Afghanistan and get my ass blown up.
Yeah.
Okay. That doesn't make. You know, the dark one, the first lady of the internet. She's not going to be like
she gets
super,
sent in for recruit.
She's not. Yeah. I mean, if she could write a bunch of books and stuff like that. And, you know, living with Sean,
but no substitute.
You betcha.
Just know everything you know.
Yeah. Now, what Anne said there was just kind of a rehash of what Heinlein was talking about. He was talking about literary ghouls. Whenever there's an author that dies, there's all these motherfuckers who go hit their house, dig out all their notes. Give the guy credit.
Piece it together somehow.
Ian Fleming and John Nobody. You know? And, you know, they put his name in huge fucking letters. And then, you know, it's based on the work. Inspired by.
Yeah.
You know, how it took August
three Darryl- words from a scrap piece of paper
You'd
he wrote on.
You'd never fucking know who August Derleth was if it wasn't for H.P. Lovecraft. It's just that fucking simple.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just the way it is.
So that's what she's heard. Kind of.
I think that's what she's making a reference to.
The wives living vicariously
through
like
their husbands because they're making money.
The
from
books,
their
the TV and appearances, over and over. Just doing the circuits, doing the talks.
You know, motivational speaking. Is that wrong? Is that what their husbands would have wanted? I don't know. I'm not saying she's right.
It's keeping their name alive,
it's
Sean.
It's a pig fucking ignorant thing to say.
Yeah.
May not be wrong. She may not be wrong, but it's a big, ignorant thing to say. Let's invade their
Nobody wants to hear it, though.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear that shit. So if you got guys like me out there, you got guys like Ann Kutcher out there. Oh, guys like Ann Kutcher. You know.
I've seen some okay pictures.
I've seen some okay pictures, but, I mean, she's pretty slim.
Yeah.
You know, she's a pretty skinny lady.
Yeah, she is. Yeah.
In gunfan news. Well, it's a good thing.
Last,
this is a good thing. It's the last show for a while, because there's going to be a lot
right,
of people.
All this stuff.
What the fuck, Sean?
Hey, they still got your email address.
Yeah, they do. I'll be checking that.
That's right.
The computer's staying here, so it'll be like you have 2 billion messages.
Ding.
Oh God. While you and your family are celebrating this 4th of July, in one form or another, try to remember the 4th of July celebration is about what it means because the same day on U.S. soil, the United Nations will be holding a conference in an attempt to strip Americans of the one of the main things the founding fathers of the United States of America gave their lives to secure in our Bill of Rights, so that America would be able to remain a nation of free people. That thing is the Second Amendment. Unfortunately, no, I got to get through this. Unfortunately, many in this day and age are unfamiliar with the Second Amendment. I don't know how that could be possible. Through some misguided influence of promoting an irrational fear, are opposed to the right it secures. What the UN is seeking to do is to pass a global treaty which would outlaw all civilian ownership of so-called, quote-unquote, small arms.
Oh, my God.
Within the treaty nations. Now, technically, even if such a treaty were to be signed by a U.S. representative, it would be annulled by the U.S. Constitution. However, in these times, the U.S. Constitution being used for toilet paper by many treasonous entities and positions of power within the U.S. government hierarchy, these same traitors are also seeking to have the same ban on small arms that the U.N. is, and that is where things can get complicated. Why should we pay attention to this if it's overridden by the Constitution? Simple. If it were to be approved by the U.S., it would take us the wrong people in government to make it law. And a list of such wrong people is nearly without end. This is going on about how the U.N. Now, down in Texas, this is serious shit. Texas, when I was down in Texas, they got signs up there saying, like, keep the U.N. out of the USA. And they got pictures of, like, shock troops and shit like that. They're, like, worried that the United Nations is going to, like, storm America and fuck us.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Hard. You know, America.
I don't think that would happen.
America. Well, you know.
Is the UN really known for the strong enforcement of military power upon other countries?
I'd ask the people of Rwanda about that. And the people of Rwanda would say, no. They kind of dropped their ball just a bit there. As a matter of fact, we were left holding our dicks down here in Rwanda.
They dropped both their balls.
800,000 people butchered in a month. Thanks for calling. Because the UN couldn't get their shit together. Thanks. Rwandan genocide. Good try.
Just shoot the dogs.
Yeah, you know, I just, you know, not so good. But, you know, this is what they're trying to do. Now, something that's worrying me a little bit more than the UN, though, is the shit that's happening in Canada. I don't know if anyone's aware about
this. That is worrying.
This is worrying. Ontario's premier has called off negotiations with Aboriginals. Aboriginals.
Is that what they're called?
They're called Aboriginals. Protesting at a development site near Hamilton, saying the group's increasingly violent actions make it impossible to work together. A condition of our being at the table is that public safety would not be compromised. In fact, last Friday was, without a doubt, compromised. Dalton McGinty said in the Legislator, we are no longer prepared to continue negotiations. Now, I draw...
Civil war.
What we're talking about here is this isn't a civil war. This would be a First Nations uprising.
Mm.
This is why I called it Shadowrun News. Now, let's make no mistake. Let's look at this objectively as though we're people of Finland.
Right.
The First Nations, I will refer to as Indians... Okay.
Not from India. But
First Nations Aboriginal people of North America.
Yes.
Got fucked by the white man. They killed the fucking settlers, killed more Indians than the Nazis ever killed Jews. Shit, there's a whole film
killed,
about
exploited
how,
everything.
Oh my God, bioweapons. These people got fucked. We robbed them, we killed them, we looted them.
Took their women, whatever. All of it.
Pocahontas.
Run the gambit.
Not the Disney version, man. Not the Disney version. I imagine for native people watching Pocahontas, it would be like Jews watching a movie about a skinny Auschwitz chick falling in love with a guard and having a singing raccoon in there. Okay? It's just like, it's not on.
Pretty much. Yeah.
It's not on. Okay? Pocahontas was like third fucking teen.
If that.
You know, like,
even younger,
dude,
I think, yeah.
Dude. And now we're going to have Shades of Oka. And the problem is that we're like, oh, well, it's in Canada. No. These wonderful little borders we've all created here, this is all white man thing.
Those are new things.
Those are new things. The First Nations have maps of their lands, which they consider. And just because, you know, the people in our tribe in this section are having a problem, that's going to start something. And I don't want this to happen. More than anything else, I don't want people to die.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't want there to be any problems. We need to watch that. And I really hope we can sort this shit out.
What could come from that?
Well, like, what'll happen is what happened.
What's
before.
The eventuality of this?
Well, military gets involved, and when that happens, it gets really fucking ugly.
It gets ugly, and it gets sorted out, though, right?
It gets sorted out
in a bad way.
No, you don't. I refer you to Bruce Willis's movie Siege. You don't want this to happen. Please, please, please. Let's not turn this into an army thing, because I never want to ever shoot anybody.
No.
But I definitely don't want to shoot anybody.
Especially not another Canadian.
You know, oh, God, I hope this doesn't happen.
Canadians shooting Canadians.
Yeah,
not
it's,
cool.
It's not cool in a way that I can't even grasp. So on my less schwa news, whatever the hell I called it, show, please, you know, last thing is, guys, you know, can't we all just get along, really? Like, let's just try to sort it out. And all WOGs out there, please make sure that you guys try to stay in touch with me by checking on the Live Journal. Stay in touch with the show. I'm coming back. Don't worry. I just can't tell you when the next show's going to be on.
You never know.
You never know. And that's all I got for you for now. But don't worry. I'll be back sometime to make sure you get the information you need to stay alive. And I want to say a big thank you to all the donators. Now, if you want to keep donating, you can do that. But I, to be honest with you, I can't imagine that people are going to keep donating. I really don't think they will.
Probably not.
Probably not. If you do, that's nice. I'd appreciate that.
But buy Sean some new boots.
Yeah, you know, it'd be good that way. You know, whatever.
Patrolling's not over, so you're still getting some more Sean.
Yeah.
Some newish Sean.
Are we going to try to tell people when that's going to happen?
Oh, it just happens when it happens. When I'm done editing an episode, that's what it comes out.
Right. And special thanks to everyone who's been involved in gathering data. If you have access to information or any other pertinent stories, please email them to Newsreel. That's, well, don't bother.
No.
And the music in the background was just a collection of some of my favorite tunes that I put together over time. So you probably recognize, maybe you do, maybe you don't. And I'm going to leave you with a little track from a group that you probably never listened to called the Alan Parsons Project, called Old and Wise. Very cool song that's just a little something from me to you. So, anything else from you, Sim?
No, not too much. Yes. We will be in touch.
We will be in touch. Stay tuned. Further bulletins as events warrant. And hey, that's what Server said. End of line.
As far as my eyes can see, there are shadows approaching me. To those I left behind, I wanted you to know you've always shared my deepest thoughts. You follow where I go. And oh, when I'm old and wise, bitter words mean little. Autumn winds will blow right through me, and someday, in the midst of time, when they ask me if I knew you, I'd smile and say you were a friend of mine, and the sadness would be lifted from my shadows surrounding.